Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, we have two things that mix together, create a combustible situation, as we have the third bottle of the night being a Trader Joe's exclusive Aventus Port. So sit back, relax, and listen to the drunken viciousness of the Wine Vault. Welcome, everyone, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Oh, I love to be here with my friend Rob the Wine Guy.
Yeah, and amusingly, folks, if you like episodes where we just tend to be sloppy.
Guess what?
This is going to be one of those.
One of those.
Because this is the three for night.
What?
Yes. We've done two wines, and now we're on to something else. Because we have a three-day weekend, we don't have to work tomorrow, so we don't care. But what are we drinking for this third wine? What will we do for this third wine?
Let's do a low-alcohol content wine.
Nah, we don't
know.
Instead.
Port.
We have port.
Portocol.
And we have...
Port. Oh.
We have a wine from Trader Joe's.
Oops.
So it's port.
I couldn't help it.
And this is a port dessert wine, as they've so aptly labeled on their label. And a half-naked woman.
Is it labeled on their label?
That's right, Scott. And it's Aventus, or Even Us.
Even Us.
However you pronounce it. Their port dessert wine. Scott's done a little research, but...
It's been fallen. So...
We think it's mostly Zinfandel.
We don't know there is a Candlewood... makes Aventus, and there's some historic information that they made a Zinfandel-based port out of Paso. This is marked Port Dessert Wine, California.
Yeah, but it's got to be made out of something. It's probably going to be Zin.
Rob's speculating. We don't have any information.
I'm probably right.
He's always probably right.
Right.
He's sometimes mostly right, sometimes wrong.
Scott, let's point this out. You want it to be Zin because that's going to make the best. I mean, I've had cab ports. I've had cab franc ports. Zin ports are better. So.
Do we have a policy on nearly naked women on the labels? We don't. We have policies on animals.
Well, we'll find out as soon as we come back here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back, folks. So Scott just took a whiff of the Aventus, and he's thinking...
The query is...
Redeem Trader Joe's.
Can this port redeem Trader Joe's? Because you take a whiff of this, and you say, this is proper port.
Well, it smells port-ish.
Portish?
Port-ish.
Portish, that sounds like some kind of meat pie.
Could be.
This smells like a proper port, son.
Raisin?
You did this to me. You showed me port. You ruined my fucking life.
Raisin, prune, menthol. 20% alcohol, folks, so then I'm fucking around. And this is a vintage style port. It's a ruby port. It's not a tawny port, so in case you were wondering.
There's also very distinctly like...
Vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla, but also earthy component like...
Maybe a whiff of butterscotch as well.
Which should be there. But no, I'm thinking like an herbaceous, earthy herbaceous. Oregano. This is a nice nose. Even for a port nose, this is a nice nose. They've done a hell of a job. Rob's going in. He couldn't wait, folks.
He wants Trader Joe's to be redeemed. Oh, he's making that face. Oh, he's making that face. I think he put his left hand down on his crotch. He touched himself. I touch myself.
No.
Oh, he didn't. He doesn't like it. Hey, Mikey.
How can they fuck up port? Try it, Scott. You're going to find it real fast. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, if you could fuck up port, man, you can fuck up anything. What happens with this wine is it starts off ports. Yeah, I know, Scott. You just have it goes into a Nestle's quick finish, but ports are overtly sweet. Yes,
that's exactly right, though. Nestle, but that makes it sound okay, though.
It's not. It's because there's no milk there. It just is the powder.
Nestle's quick. It's like. What's that off-brand Nestle's Quick? Like Ovaltine.
See, what this wine does, and they don't quite understand, is grapes should have grace and follow through a mid-palate and a finish. This wine seems to say, hell, halfway through that front palate, let's just say fuck it and just go get a bit of lunch.
There's something else wrong, though. There's it, beyond the finish, it doesn't have the proper body of a port. It's got a weird... It starts off like you... It feels like it has the right body, but then it doesn't. There's just a weird thing that goes on with the texture.
Texturally, it's off. I mean, it's not... I tried it again.
It's not as viscous as it should be. There's more wrong with it than that.
It's like... You know what it is, Scott? It's like when you're in New York City and someone says, would you like to buy a Rolex? And you go, yes, I would. And then you realize the Rolex is not even a Timex.
It's a Romex.
Yeah, yes. This is a knockoff, I had it up the sleeve of my shirt and I'm going to show it to you, version of a port. It's not the most objectionable thing I've ever had from Trader Joe's, but...
But it's probably as bad as anything we've had because this is so... The only thing this is proof of is that there are bad ports. Now, that being said, we're going to drink the shit out of this because it's not objectionable in any way. It's just not right.
Well, the problem is it has a sweet milk chocolate mid-palate. That has no
business. It's not even milk chocolate. It's like a flat chocolate. It's like it should be chocolate. It's
milky
chocolate. No, you know what it is? It's that... have you ever bought the sugar-free Ovaltine?
No.
This is sugar-free Ovaltine.
Okay. Well, it has a chocolatey... chocolate substitute.
Chocolate-ish.
Carob?
Cacao. No, carob would be better than this.
Cacao.
Cacao is better than this. I use cacao all the time. Cacao to be better than this. This is sugar-free Ovaltine.
I've not had that.
I know. You don't want to.
If there was a Velveeta that was chocolate.
Sugar-free hot chocolate. That's what this is.
There's a little bit of that there.
But what was the Velveeta reference?
If Velveeta was chocolate, this was what that would taste like.
Oh, my God.
And the Velveeta's like, what? We never thought of that.
No, if what's the Kroger brand of Velveeta?
That's not the simple truth. Simple truth is that our stuff tastes like shit.
It's just not right. It smelled so good, though. The nose was so good. Right?
The nose was, yes, not an unmitigated train wreck. This is better than Morgado, which is their other port.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know that I've had that.
You've had it. It's on the show. We never aired that episode. It was many years ago. Superstar was here at the same time, too. And we all agreed that it tasted like a butthole.
I don't remember that.
Think of a tire fire, but if you put sugar on top of a tire fire.
Okay.
That's Morgado.
This has kind of the structure of a port, but it's just so... It just... What? Probably the worst fault of this is it's just flat.
It's not, no, that's not the worst flaw.
What's the worst flaw?
That they made it. If you guys can't, by the way, Trader Joe's, go fuck your mother. You know what? Don't even fuck yourself. You know, fuck yourself and your mother for your wines. Your meats are great. But you suck. This shit that you have that is exclusive. Sucks.
This is an
you are fucking worthless. Quit doing this shit. This is another wine that we have is a carbon copy of what wines are supposed to taste like. We know what wines are supposed to taste like. It's not this. This is drinkable as opposed to the other bullshit things you have. But it, once again, it's another,
it's still really bad.
It's another symptom of the fact that you don't know what you're doing. So fucking stop.
Well, what's amazing is every once in a while there's some decent stuff you can find out there. What we like, Pontificus.
Yeah, but that's not their own stuff. That's no, a winery.
Pontificus is theirs. Pontificus is theirs.
It's not theirs.
It's an exclusive product. And I had a Bordeaux from there. It was an exclusive product that was pretty good. But that's far in between. It is. He fills his glass again.
I'll drink it, but I don't want it.
Well, it's 20%.
Nah, I mean, I stopped drinking it, but, you know.
What doesn't it have? It doesn't have any caramel nature whatsoever. It doesn't have any savory fruit. It doesn't have plum, prune.
No.
What flavors does it have? I think that's
that would require
probably more difficult.
What has Ovaltine?
What is sugar-free Ovaltine?
See, the problem is it just has it unnatural. Odd chocolate framing.
And not even...
They threw something in that bottle to do that. It doesn't taste like that naturally.
Even as we've had a couple tastes of this, you raise the glass and you get that strong nose. It smells... The aroma is port. And then it hits your palate, and it tricks you because it's not. It just doesn't. I think the texture's okay. The mouthfeel is of port. It leans out a little bit. But,
It's not good?
I think it has a little raisin. A little. But that's the closest thing it has to being a
prune. But
maybe prune,
sugar
raisin between the two. But it doesn't have caramel. It doesn't have butterscotch. It doesn't have any of the wonderful things we love about port.
On the rubies, it's not going to have. But the problem is though, it doesn't have any subtlety. There's no complexity. It's just a lump.
There's nothing. It's just a lumpy thing.
And you know, that's fine and dandy, except for the fact that it should. It should have a little more complexity. It should have, I don't know, anything.
Anything. That's the thing. It has nothing.
Yeah.
There's that plum and raisin, and it has a mouthfeel of a port, kind of, sort of. It starts out as the right mouthfeel, and then it just kind of flattens out into nothing.
It kind of
There's no finish.
Imagine if you were a parent that had an unruly child and you were dropping them off at a friend's house to have fun. That's this wine. Where, what?
Wait, what? What? No, no. Continue with this. I want to hear this.
I blacked out for a second. What did I say? No.
You have an unruly child. You're dropping them off at a friend's house for some fun.
Yeah, I don't know what that.
What does that mean? You're gonna have fun. You're dropping the kid off for some fun. You there's a little creepy nature. You just said, son.
I'm not sure. I don't know what it means. So we're going to take a break with that. And
Rob's going to call his attorney for some advice.
I don't know what that meant. And be right back on the Wine Vault. So we're back, folks. This wine is one of those things, and this is going to be more of a abbreviated episode, where we just, partly because we're too drunk to really focus, because you heard me last section where I had an idea and I don't know where it went.
That wasn't an idea, that was graft.
Graft?
Probably a crime, but you know our listeners are used to that.
Oh, so the event of Venice.
There's one thing they got right.
What?
That's the alcohol content. This sucker will hit you.
But they also got. They also made a bottle that doesn't leak.
It's a, in their defense, it's a beautiful bottle.
Yeah, for a dildo, yeah, sure.
It looks like the Zen port bottles we've had in the past. That's unnerving. That's really unnerving.
Yeah, but Scott can't describe what it just did, so.
I won't.
Just saying.
Because when they. He's going to do something to the bottle with his mouth.
I believe the term is fillate.
Yeah. And. How do you score this?
With numbers.
Awful. I don't recall being more disappointed with anything in a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, Port Stone would start out with like a 95 point, and then we just reduce from there, but yeah.
Even though it's a Trader Joe product, we had some hopes of this. When were you more disappointed with something? Particularly after we had the nose. The nose was port.
You want me to go first?
Go first.
Well, I'll try another sip.
I think you're wasted, dude. He nodded in ascension. One thing about the Venice, it gets you where you want to go.
That's right. He was thirsting for knowledge.
He was thirsting for knowledge.
Beautiful. Strawberry wine. You getting emotional for Sven
I'm
right now,
very
Scott?
Emotional.
Banks of the well-beaten path.
It's funny how he knows the words.
Yeah, those memories that laugh.
Strawberry wine. 17.
Statutory rape.
Hot July moon. Saw everything. First taste of love.
First taste of a Venice.
Strawberry wine. See, that's one of those songs. Oops. You don't know why you like it. You just know you do.
Oh, I know why you like it.
Yeah, because we can mock you. It makes
There's me... only one reason you like it.
That was great.
But you know what's weird?
What?
I'm pouring more of this wine in my glass.
Because you're a fucking lush. Douche.
Well,
it has essence of port, and it's all you need. I could have opened the presidential port.
Well, it's a long night.
I just didn't, though.
I know.
Or an ink grade. Or a Croft.
It's a long
night.
Or Dow's. Well, the night's young, son.
Quinta de Vesuvio. So, Scott, did you give us...
We could do more drunk... You were going first.
Oh,
so should I go first?
Okay.
Yeah. What?
82 of my points.
Do you want to provide any description of why it's an 82?
It's not very tasty. No, I mean, look, when you drop into a powdered, quick, mid-palate finish, slash
sugar-free,
sugar-free Ovaltine, that's not impressive. And quite frankly, wine doesn't naturally do that. You have to try. Which I think lends me to believe that whatever they've provided to us has been slightly doctored in a fashion.
So,
I mean, that milk chocolate mocha powder mid palate is horseshit. It has no business in this wine, and it doesn't occur. It doesn't. Naturally occur.
Well, it would be interesting if you had all the other. So I'm going to go even lower. I'm going to go 80. The only thing that this wine has that resembles a port is the texture and the alcohol content. But even at that, 20% is high.
It
correct?
Is.
Yeah.
I think it's higher than that, though.
Because we had a couple sips and we were on our way already, but the milk chocolatey thing that's here, that's the only flavor present. Well, there is something between raisin and plum. What are you doing, son? But it doesn't have butterscotch. It doesn't have caramel. It doesn't have smokiness.
Scott, have you ever had a ruby port that had butterscotch and caramel? The tawny, yes, but...
This wine, if it had the other characteristics of port and this milk chocolatey thing that's going on, we'd say it's interesting. What's not interesting is Rob throwing this prosciutto off the side of his fucking face. If we were on YouTube, this would be really interesting. But it's not. This is just this weird thing that we don't know what to do with. Similar to the prosciutto that Rob's hanging out of his mouth that he's slapping off the top of his face. It's just bad. It's just bad. In a long line of Trader Joe products that are bad. I'm going 80.
I'm fine with your 80. You know what, Scott?
What's that?
I'm gonna do an 80 as well.
What? No, you don't get to. You got it wrong. You overscored.
Does it really matter?
It doesn't matter.
You know what? This is not recommended.
Well, I mean, actually, it's recommended for one thing. If you want to get drunk, it'll get you there because it's got the alcohol content.
You know, you can buy heroin cheaper than this, folks. Just get high. Just get fucking high, man. Yeah.
Actually, for $10, you get buzzed pretty good on this.
Have you been pricing heroin out?
No. No, I haven't.
What
been.
About that crocodilian? What makes your skin rot off? You drink enough of this, I'm sure that will happen. Ammonia is safe. Let's put that in there. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on. Jeez, don't you screw up. Well, that's a big glass, Scott. If you can screw up port, you're a motherless whore. So.
It's bad. It really. This is by far the worst port we've ever had.
It is.
I shouldn't say that. It's the worst port I've ever had. Have you ever had anything as bad as this, port-wise?
And quite frankly, for those whoever made this wine out there,
Candlewood,
I'm coming for you. I'm going to find you, and when I will,
hey!
Hey, what are you saying? You don't care for a poor product?
You know what?
We at Fry Brothers really care about our quality control.
They would be better, even though they suck, here on the Wine Vault. So for Rob, the wine guy, and Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver, we're going to bid you adieu and see you next time on the Wine Vault. Good night.